I'm asking for anybody that has any old business. Does anybody have any old business to bring to the floor, please? Okay, hearing none. Going on to new business. There are two items that are going to be on the floor. There'll be some amendments to the Constitution and to the bylaws. Yes, Chris Hollingsworth is to my right. He will be reading the amendments and the bylaws. And I'm going to let Chris take it from there, and then I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Okay. So first off, we have an amendment to the Constitution. So before we actually get to the Constitution or get to the amendment, our current Constitution, Section 5, Article 4,
9 minutes ago,
reads,
notification.
Let's see. No amendment to this Constitution may be made without being considered at two consecutive biennial conventions of the Association. Such an amendment shall be presented in writing and shall require for its adoption a favorable vote of two-thirds of the members present and eligible to vote. That means we can hear this amendment today. We'll hear it again at the next convention, and at that time we can take a vote. So, moving on to the amendment itself. Let me switch my file here. Come on. My thumb's not working right. All right, here we go. So the proposed constitutional amendment is presented today. Actually, he went to the bathroom, so let's do it by the bylaws first. Because he stepped out of the room. Sorry about that. I got confused. Okay, so as far as the bylaws goes, our Constitution says no amendment may be made to the bylaws without being considered at two sessions of a biennial convention of the Association. Such an amendment shall be presented in writing and shall require for its adoption a favorable majority vote of the members present and eligible to vote. So what that means is we can hear this amendment this afternoon, we can hear it again tomorrow morning, and then we can vote on it. No, the bylaws say it two consecutive sessions. So we'll have a session today and a session tomorrow. Now, for an amendment to the actual Constitution, it does take more than one convention. But for the bylaws, it's just one convention. So the proposed bylaw amendment is presented today, and there's a copy of it on every table
in print.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get it in Braille because it just got brought to me last night. So the current language in the bylaws, number 4, says any individual who qualifies as a full or honorary member of this organization in accordance with Article 2 of the Constitution of this organization may become a lifetime member of this organization by paying a one-time lump sum lifetime membership fee. This fee shall represent dues paid in full for the lifetime of the eligible member. The fee may be modified by a majority vote of members present and voting at the biennial convention. As of June 14th, 2015, the lifetime membership fee was set at $100. The proposed language is exactly the same except for the last sentence. The last sentence will be amended to say, as of June 7th, 2025, the lifetime membership fee was set at $200. And this amendment is being presented by Tammy Hollingsworth, so I'm going to let her have the mic and she can explain her reasoning.
In 2022, we raised our dues from $5, which had been forever, to $10 per year, which is fine. But this bylaw was written in 2017. At the time, if a person had paid a lifetime membership in 2017 through 2022, their lifetime membership, it would have been 20 years, and then they would not have to pay dues anymore. Does that make sense? Because it was $100 and it's 20 years. You divide $100 by 5, it's 20 years. Everybody with me? All right, we raised it, so that changed this so that it would be 10 years. So conceivably, you could have a graduate of the School for the Blind who would graduate now, and 10 years from now, not be bringing those dues income into the organization if they chose to pay the $100 membership fee. You with me? So I'm just asking to accordingly move this fee to equal back to what it was, you know, respectively, originally, so that it would take 20 years to make it go away. Now, a lot of people say, oh my gosh, well, then it's going to cost me $200. Not yet. Okay, it doesn't have to yet. It wouldn't be ratified until tomorrow. If we ratify it at all, we may not vote it up. But if we do, then you could still do that at this convention and get in for $100 because that's what it is right now. If we ratify this, though, a lifetime membership as of time of ratification, which of course would be toward the end of this convention, would change to $200. Should I be your treasurer or what? I'm trying to get money out of you. So, you know, think about that as an option. I don't know if we'll ratify it or not, but I do know that if we do, today it's going to cost you $100 to be a lifetime member. Tomorrow it's going to cost you $200. Tomorrow, you know, next convention. If we ratify it. If we don't, it stays the same, and that's okay. But it is something that I think is evening the playing field from what it was to what it was, if that makes sense. So that's my reasoning for this change to the bylaw. Thank you.
So we will now open the floor for discussion, and I'm going to keep Tammy up here so that she can address any concerns or questions that you may have.
Is there a way to do that via credit instead of cash?
Not yet. Not straight into our account, no. Not yet.
Okay. Hold on a second. What would the question?
But there is an ATM in the hotel. The hotel was, I mean, the question was can, if we wanted to pay the $200 tomorrow or $100 tonight, can we do it by credit card? The answer is not straight into the alumni account, no. But But you can go to the ATM. You can get cash. Your cash will be counted. We've already taken two lifetime memberships this convention. So it'll still count. We'll get you down on the list. It's not a problem. But to get a credit card straight into the account, no. Now, there may be someone who's willing to take a credit card and move it into the account vis-a-vis our president, but that's up to him. So that's the answer to that question, no.
Are you willing to do that?
Probably I would do it if they would do it right away. Yeah,
I don't know what the fees are, guys. I'm sorry. I haven't used it.
$4, so it's 10%
fee if you use the ATM in the lobby.
Right, like now.
Okay.
$200
costs
you
$220. Right. Yeah, so,
are you
it,
able to
you
do
know,
it now or
it's up to you. It's just,
here.
You know, that's
well,
what it
I
is.
Well, I have to get off the...
Any other questions about the actual bylaw?
Tammy?
Yeah.
Bill Sparks said that if you wish to pay by credit card, he can do that for you right after this session. But after that, you'll have to have cash.
What was that, cash?
Bill Sparks can take a credit card immediately following this session, but after that, you will have to have cash. So if you want to pay by credit card and pay the $100, after this session is your time to do that. Are there any other questions for Tammy?
No question, but thank you, Tammy. You did a good job.
You're welcome.
Hearing no other questions, we will read this again tomorrow at the morning session. So, moving right along, let me switch files again. Okay, so the proposed amendment is proposed today by Corey Wills. Section 4 of our Constitution that I've read already, but I'm going to read it again. The current language says, no amendment of this Constitution may be made without being considered at two consecutive biennial conventions of the Association. Such an amendment shall be presented in writing and shall require for its adoption a favorable vote of 2/3 of the members present and eligible to vote. The proposed language only changes part of the first sentence. The proposed language will read, no amendment of this Constitution may be made without being considered at two business sessions on two consecutive days of a biennial convention of the Association. Such an amendment shall be presented in writing and shall require for its adoption a favorable vote of 2/3 of the members present and eligible to vote at a third business session. So I will turn it over to Corey, and he can tell you why he has brought this amendment to you.
Okay, my two or three reasons is, number one, I think it makes sense because that it's too long of a convention to remember what the amendments are. Also, I feel that it basically totally makes sense to me. That we're all getting older and we're gonna forget. We're going to forget what happened 2 years ago, let alone what we had for dinner. So that is my reasoning why we should make this amendment and go from there.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So as I understand process, and I think other people will benefit. If
So we consider, because the present rule requires a session at this at a convention and reconsideration at the next biennial convention, if we want what you propose, we won't have it until the next convention. They're not ready, I don't think.
Not just with this.
Chris will address that, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The way the Constitution currently reads, we can bring this amendment today, and then we can vote again on it in 2 years. So the reasoning for this is partially that we have to consider that in 2 years, the same people might not be at the convention, and those that were at this convention will probably not remember that we talked about this amendment 2 years ago. So part of what this means is that we would be able to bring an amendment on day one of the convention, which would have been last night. And then we could read it on Friday. We could read it again today, like at the morning session, or at the afternoon session. It doesn't matter. It just has to be a separate day. And then after having slept on it overnight and thought about it at the first session of the second day, then either at the second session or the third session, which would be tomorrow morning, then after having considered it over the weekend, it could be voted on and take effect immediately rather than having to wait 2 years. So what it actually means is that instead of taking 2 years to amend the Constitution, we could do it in 1 weekend, but you couldn't do it like immediately. You would have to be able to think about it for at least two sessions, and one of them is going to be overnight before voting on it. That's well, the way the Constitution reads now, we can't benefit from this for 4 years, because we read it here, we pass it in 2 years, and then it takes effect, so we really can't reap the benefit of it.
Mr. Moderator?
Yep.
Committee that worked this bad thing over, this whole Constitution in 2015.
2015 and 2017. We went through this long process. John Huffman is no longer with us, but he was huge. Nancy and I, we were both on that committee. And, you know, it took literally 2 years, and there's a whole document of amendments that were made. Our new president has seen it. Our old president has it. Anybody who else wants to see it, I'm happy to give it to you. But the Constitution was completely updated in 2017. But, guys, that's 10 years ago. So, you know, believe it or not, I can't believe it, because it sure took forever. But it was. And so this is, I think, a really good amendment speaking in for it as well.
The vote would be, we can read this again next convention. I can read it again tomorrow to remind you, but we can't vote on it till next convention. So you've actually got 2 years to think about this. So sleep on it a lot. And if you have questions, feel free to call Corey and get him up while you're not sleeping on it.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't have anything else.
Can this amendment be emailed out to the members?
Yes, it can be.
Forget or overdrink over the next 2 years?
Yes. It could be.
It'll be in the amendments. I mean, in the minutes as well. It has to be.
Okay.
Tim, to answer your question, yes, it can be. I'm going to have Chris send it out to the listserv. And if I have another idea, if I can get it printed here, I can make copies if we can. Okay. Oh, okay. Good. We can make copies of it and email it out, and then we can go from there. So be printing email.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just for your information, Tim, having this in an email or a print copy is not going to keep you from over drinking for the next 2 years.
That is true. I'm going to give you something to look back on, please.
Are there any other questions for Corey or myself about this today?
It's fresh off the press.
Apparently this was not done beforehand because it is not in the Constitution.
So we had to vote on it still. This would have been the
well,
no.
No, this is a new amendment. This is a new amendment. This is the first reading of the amendment, and it will be read again at the next convention.
All right. I feel important for writing a new bill or a policy. Okay, do we have any other new business that we would like to bring to the floor, please? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You have a couple of items?
Yes.
What are they, ma'am?
I'm trying to come up.
Okay. You can.
I'm looking at, of course, this is the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Here you go, honey.
Okay.
This is up here, too.
Thank you. Okay. This is Beth Chelsea. I'm an honorary member for 40 years. The first concern is... I would suggest that we move the biannual convention to October instead of June, because the rates, the hotel rate should be cheaper than June's rates. So that would be my suggestion going forward, is to move the convention from June until October of every convention year going forward.
Is that it,
Jim?
For that one.
You want to make that a motion, honey?
No. Moderator Hollingsworth.
Hollingsworth.
Tammy, go, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
In the Constitution, what it actually says, if I'm not mistaken, is that now we can do this as a motion, as a suggestion to the committee, but in the Constitution, what it says is that the convention will be held biennially at a time and place decided upon by the executive committee. So, or program committee, actually, I think, but yeah. Whatever, somebody. Anyway, it does say executive. I was right the first time. Anyway, I've read this a thousand times. But so we can absolutely, as a body, give a recommendation with a motion, no problem at all. And we probably should. But as a convention planner, I can tell you right now the rates are cheaper at other times of year in this city. Not to mention we miss alums who are in the baseball tournament.
But
I just wanted to explain that so that you know that that's the way the Constitution currently reads. We can do a motion now.
Mr. Chairman or whoever, my suggestion is definitely make sure that it's not a time circle for their classes you're going.
So go ahead and make your motion as a recommendation.
Okay, so what the Constitution says, it says Constitution arrangements, the association may hold annual or biannual conventions not to exceed 3 days in length, arranged by the executive committee. That's what it says.
So we can make a recommendation.
So do you want to move for a recommendation?
Yeah.
Okay, so Beth is making a motion that the executive board take into consideration hotel rates and that we move the convention from June to October.
If it's a motion,
it needs a second.
Yes, please. Please name your, please.
I have one question.
Yes, Miss Alice.
It starts snowing here and
I has.
I can't promise that, but I'm sure Georgia will get more snow than Indiana.
No.
Okay, do we have any other discussion?
I think there might be some
Bob. Yes, Bob. Yes.
I would hope that that would return. And moving in October is
okay. Chris said that he can address that. I'm not saying we can't.
Not
But it ain't going to happen in the next, you know, it ain't going to happen in 27. I'm going to tell you that right now. So therefore, it's going to, you know, if we can, it'll be 29. Okay, Chris has.
Okay, for the past several years, this actually started, I don't even know how many years ago, when I was president, the school has run into insurance and funding issues, and they have told us the last several times that we have asked to have the convention at the school that we could do it, but it would cost us a pretty penny because we have to pay to help cover the insurance of having all of us at the school, and we have to pay for the staff that would be at the school, and we have to pay for the meals that people would eat at the school. And last time we looked into it, they were talking about a base rate of around $6,000 for the 3 days, and that was several years ago. So I suspect that the price would be a lot more. But in the same breath, reading the Constitution as it is written, the executive committee could decide to have it at the school and spend that money. There's nothing to preclude it except how much money we've got in our treasury and how the executive board decides to spend it.
Okay, I have an idea what we can do. I'm still in the discussion part. My suggestion is to get a quote from James Michaels of how much it would cost.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, Nancy. Okay.
Putting it off for now.
Okay.
This motion is not binding. It's simply a recommendation.
Okay. This motion will be is not binding to the executive.
It is simply a recommendation.
It is simply a recommendation.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, well, I think a recommendation to have it in the school, but we can't.
There isn't a recommendation.
I'm just saying to get a quote from James.
Okay.
Just to clarify, the only thing on the table is to recommend to the committee to move the convention to October. It does not say where.
Unless it is
not. Oh, Alice, it doesn't count.
Alice.
It also doesn't require the committee to move the convention.
It won't snow on your head.
And
that's just a recommendation. We might find that we can get cheaper rates at different time, and that's what we'll do. But she's suggesting, in fact, I would even say consider October, whatever. But that's the motion is in second. And call for the question.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Call for the question.
We are recommending to the board that we move the convention from June to October.
We recommend
to the committee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed?
Yeah.
Motion carries. All right, do we have any other new business?
That has something else.
Yes, Tammy.
The
Bethesda. I'm sorry?
The Bethesda back there is not from the office.
Are you talking to me?
Beth Schultz has another record.
Oh, okay.
Another.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Is it the next convention?
I got it.
miss me again. I got one more suggestion that even though this hotel is nice, it's the location does not work for a bunch of us because we can't go, some of us can't go out to eat away from the property. So my recommendation, my suggestion is the next convention location be somewhere where I and others like me can walk to other dining options.
Okay, we're going to make a motion that this is recommendation to the board. Do we have any discussion?
Second, I don't think it was a motion.
Yes, it was.
There was a motion. Do we have any discussion?
I second it.
Do you have a second?
Okay. It's been motioned and seconded. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Okay. Do we have anything else? Any old business real quick? Okay.
We're okay.
Oh, any other?
New business. Yes, when can we nominate honorary members?
Right now, we can do it.
I would like to nominate Scott and Michelle St. Clair.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Some of us do not know them. Would you like to give us a little information about who they are and what they've done?
Alex Richard's daughter and son-in-law.
Okay. And they have taken some people around here to places to eat. They can just some of them up there. They've done a lot of driving. They've gone and done stuff that needed to be done to help out.
Okay.
And they have been very helpful to
people. How do I do that?
Nomination.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any? Is there a second? Okay. Is there other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
So
do we have any other business?
Raffles.
Okay.
Barb wants to give out.
Barb, do raffles. Kevin Batterly, please come forward.
Raffles.
Thank you, Chris.
We got raffles.
By the time I get down with this, I'll be out.
We have.
Okay.
Tim Schultz.
Tim Schultz. Tammy Hollingsworth.
Jeff Claxton.
Mary Armstrong, sorry. Is Kevin making his way up?
I am here.
Where you at, Kevin?
There you go. That's really dumb.
Yeah, it is.
That's fine.
Take it out of the...
No, leave it there. It's fine. I ain't loud enough. It's happened before. So, where is it? Okay, folks, good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for your support.
Quiet, please.
Yeah, thank you for your support. I'm going to bend over here so I can talk to this mic a little bit. We've got a lot of challenges ahead of us. The recommendations are timely, and I appreciate that. I have a lot of folks that have volunteered to assist. As for my availability in June, I will be in Europe starting next Saturday. And in my absence, Mrs. Hollingsworth and Alice Richard are taking, or they're in charge for me. They have the right to say whatever. So you guys just remember, Alice does not take prisoners.
Yes, she does.
So, Alice and I have talked about some opportunities for what we need to focus on. Fundraising is huge for us. A finance committee, there will be other committees discussed. Alice has some of those ready to be reviewed. And Alice, you can go ahead and speak from your seat and kind of go through those real quick.
Herman Icahn Fund.
Only flight we could get and get home at a decent time, and it's still going to be late. So
So if you're interested in serving on any of those committees, if you would contact me, and I'm going to give you my email and my phone number, and it's in the directory.
Great.
But if you would contact me either by email at Alice, not Richard, and for those of you who don't remember, it's RITC2HARGH at Comcast.net, and my phone number is 912-996-4213. Or you can always Google it, because I found out from my nephew that he said, do you know Aunt Alice? You're all over the internet. So, but call me, let me know which committee you would like to serve on. And I just think this is going to be a lot of fun, especially, I just think, you know, it's going to help us to grow. That's all I can say, grow. And hopefully maybe start getting some of our younger people. And I'm glad Amanda's secretary, because it's more of our younger people involved in the association and join us. So.
Right. I actually thought that the reason the committee did have it in June was because the school was out, but also the younger folks who had kids, their kids were out of school as well. So as you know, as far as the convention timing, we'll work through that. For one, my management style is to communicate, delegate, Alice, and facilitate growth. And like I said, my biggest goal for all of us is to increase the participation in this event, double in 2 years, and see where we can go from there. But I'd like to enlist some folks to take a look at that directory, start making contact with folks and introducing us back to them, and ensure that we're not just, you know, an alumni association that they heard when they graduated. So it's up to us.
One moment, please.
It's up to us to make what we want out of this organization, and it will take not me, but all of you, and I plan to assist and be there for all of you. So I really appreciate you allowing me to do this. Hopefully I'll live for the next 2 years because of my wife, but thanks to all of you, and have a great evening. Thank you. Oh, you're in charge tomorrow.
Okay. I will just inform that I'm in charge tomorrow.
Okay. No, I don't think. Hold on.
I just have another committee that might help increase the younger people. Years ago, we had child care at the convention.
It was a lot of work to do, but we did it.
And our numbers doubled because the fact that parents come to the meeting, and I had to worry about where the 2-year-old crying.
Well, let's talk about that. We'll put that on our agenda to review.
Are you talking about child care?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't really following. Okay. 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 We'll take it.
It's a different world than it was.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. So, okay, do we have any other business to take care of in general?
Anybody? If anybody wants to join.
Yep. So, okay, do we have any other business to take care of in general? Anyone? Yes, if you are wanting to do the lifetime, Bill will take credit cards. Yeah, we'll take your money. Or cash, one or the other.
Oh, do you have anything else, Bill? No, I was just going to say.
Yes. Okay, moved and seconded.
Oh, yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Get out of here.